In a letter to the Senate today, CEOs of 145 companies call on their lawmakers to back bills requiring background checks on all gun sales and to back more so-called red flag laws, which let courts decide if guns should be taken from people deemed a risk to themselves or others. The letter comes after those two horrible mass shootings within 2 days last month, and after the White House turned the focus away from gun control and towards the mental health of a shooter. The CEOs include the heads of Twitter, Airbnb, Condé Nast, and Ambition, a sales coaching and gamification software company based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Travis Truitt is CEO. Travis, why did you sign this letter?
You know, I'm born and raised in East Tennessee, in Knoxville, and I've grown up getting guns for my birthday. I've grown up hunting with my dad and brother. I've always grown up with guns, respecting guns, and enjoying using guns within my hobbies. But with that said, I'm frustrated, and the reason I signed the letter is what feels like an inability for our country today to take any kind of action, let alone have any real dialogue around this issue.
Now, we're hearing that this decision by CEOs across the country led to a lot of internal debate. How about at your company?
You know, it is interesting. Even though our company is in the South, it is in a very conservative and Republican state, I think that we've all kind of started to reach the same conclusion, irregardless of our politics, that something does need to happen. And that while a lot of us, similar to myself, have grown up with guns and that enjoy hunting, there needs to be a change. And at the very least, there needs to be real long-term dialogue about this issue.
Well, is there also conversation about the fact that what you are suggesting, expanded background checks, you know, for sales at gun shows and sales between, let's say, people, family members, and red flag laws so that if someone is desperately afraid that a loved one may commit suicide, for instance, with a gun, they can call the police and go to court and have it taken away, that those actions you're calling for probably won't at all affect whether or not you can hunt. It sounds like many of your workers agree too, or at least people in your company are starting to see that as well. Is that what you're saying?
It is, yeah. I think so. You know, I have a pretty diverse family in that I have family that is living today in rural Appalachia, in, you know, western North Carolina, all the way up to, you know, big city Cleveland, Ohio. And what is starting to turn, I'm starting to see from a family perspective, is people on, in my case, certainly both sides of the aisle, starting to see this as a real problem and starting to actually say, this is something that we need to talk about and that we need to address. And then again, I think from a company perspective, the same thing. And so I do think that we are really close to this becoming a issue that we will, as a country, do something about. And, you know, I signed the letter to hopefully continue to bring this to the forefront.
Well, most polling shows that Americans back the policies you're calling for, above 90% of Americans. A week ago, Walmart, the largest retailer and employer in the country, of course, the site of that terrible shooting in El Paso where 22 were killed, wrote its own letter to Congress pushing for starting a debate over reauthorizing an assault weapons ban. It also removes certain ammunition and guns from its shelves. It discourages open carry in its stores. You have Citigroup, Bank of America. This year, they ended their lending and banking relationships with manufacturers. They declined to sign the letter because they were rebuked by Republican lawmakers after they did what they did. Louisiana passed a law preventing the banks from working on bond offerings for that state. Are you worried about a backlash?
I certainly am. And, you know, obviously it's my fiduciary responsibility to protect my company. But I do think that we are at a inflection point and a tipping point in America where it is time to put people over profits. And when you have something to lose, but you're still willing to stand up for what you believe in, I think is when change can happen, real change can happen. And that's why I'm really excited to have signed this letter, you know, sharing it with all these massive worldwide companies is that, yeah, these are companies that have something to lose. And we're still willing to put our names on a document saying that something needs to change. And that's where I'm optimistic.
Real quick, the Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke has a plan calling on banks and credit card companies to refuse to service the purchase of assault-style weapons, just assault-style weapons, How far would you go? I don't know if your company works with any companies that sell assault-style weapons, just that kind of a weapon. But if so, would you stop working with them?
Yeah, so we've certainly had internal debates about servicing customers that we might have moral issues with. For example, we've actually discussed and decided not to work with certain cigarette manufacturers. And while we have not had an opportunity to work with or the potential to work with a assault-style weapons manufacturing company, I can promise you it would be a debate within Ambition, and we would make a decision based on what the people of Ambition feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. That's Travis Truitt. He's CEO of Ambition. This is a sales, coaching, and gamification software company based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He signed a letter along with other CEOs calling on Congress to increase background checks and red flag laws. Travis, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.